This is URN.
Welcome back to The Pulse, URN's news show. We're going to go over to a story from Jacob now.
Okay, yeah, so the headline that caught my attention today was Climate Change, the Magic Bullet Carbon Solution Takes a Big Step. So British Columbia-based Carbon Engineering has shown that it can extract CO2 in an effective way. It's recently received a $68 million backing from three major fossil fuel companies. So this company, basically, it's all about sort of removing carbon dioxide from the air. It's known as, well, Carbon Dioxide Removal, CDR. Last year, it received scientific endorsements for the first time, and kind of basically said it, the only way to stop the temperature of the Earth rising by 1.5 degrees Celsius is by using carbon dioxide removal technologies. So the company Carbon Engineering says that its direct air capture process is now available to capture gas for under $100 a ton. Carbon Engineering's process is all about sucking in the air and exposing it to a chemical solution that concentrates the CO2. Further refinements mean that the gas can be purified can be stored or utilized as a liquid fuel. What that's saying is you're kind of recycling this CO2, you turn it into something else, reusing it as a fuel, which can be used then to power your vehicles and other things. So this is kind of met with some sort of, it's quite controversial, especially because it's backed by fossil fuel companies. A lot of people say that they're just funding this now because they basically want to extract more oil in the long run. But Dr. Fiona Wild, the head of BHP, one of the companies that has sort of given the backing for this project, said, well, the reality is fossil fuels will be around for several decades, whether industrial process or in transportation. What we need to do now is invest in low emission technology. We need to invest in these technologies because, quite frankly, we've not got the time left. So I'm going to know what you guys think, really, whether we think we should be investing in these sort of technologies, which will inevitably still use fossil fuels, whether we should go for more of a low emission approach in the long run.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if low emission is necessarily the way to go. Like, I think we need to be more drastic about our approach and cut things out more. Like, we need stuff to just be run on electricity or on green energy. Like, I feel like low emissions isn't enough now, just because, like, we can see just from the past 2 weeks the weather is so weird. Climate change does exist, whatever people claim. Like, it's just
I think what is being, you know, suggested in here, like trying to like capture the carbon and then reuse it, I think it's a really interesting solution to the the problems of fossil fuels, because it's polluting and it's going into the atmosphere, and that's what's causing changes in the ozone layer and stuff. And that is great that you can essentially capture it and then reuse it. But at the same time, we're still using, these fossil fuels and resources. And honestly, I don't believe that it could probably ever be like completely, carbon neutral and there's like no impact at all. And, it's a great step forward that we're, trying to do something about the amount of carbon we're putting into the atmosphere. However, as Smiley said, it can't be just this. We have to, take steps to improve green energy and, cut down on other things, because fossil fuels, they're not going to last forever, like, regardless of climate change. So we have to find something else.
That's why I think there's, like, kind of two separate things going on here, in my opinion. Like, as the report kind of came out last year, we have to reduce the number of CO2 in the atmosphere somehow, and that's from this report, is that the only way to do that is by using carbon capture technologies. But at the same time, we only have a finite amount of oil left on the planet anyway, and even if you can recycle so much of it back into usable fuels, it's not going to last forever anyway.
It almost seems to me like, I feel like within the past even year, there's been so much more emphasis on climate change. And so all these reports are coming out and new techniques about how we can save the planet. But I almost feel like it seems as if these techniques have actually been around for a while, just the companies all wanted to make so much money that it wasn't really in their best interest to actually advertise that they were happening. And so now they're doing it so that they look good.
Yeah.
But in reality, I feel like we could have started this 5-10 years ago. But because of money, people would have rather made that than save the environment.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, yeah, actually, I agree. I think the price of these techniques has now come down, which, you know, has enabled the companies to be able to do this. But, you know, at the same time, it's like what you said, like 5-10 years ago, the environment wasn't such a big deal, I don't think, as it is now. And but still, at the same time, it still was an issue. And I think if companies...
It was an issue that people knew was going to be a problem in the future.
Yeah, and I think now there is, like, the committed, like, thought is this is going to happen and we can't just put it off forever. We have to do something now. And I think, you know, any steps to, you know, try and tackle that is a good thing.
Yeah, I think we're still not as committed as we need to be, though. Although people are more positive about it, and it's being more accepted, you know, there's more companies coming out with their new ways to try and think things. It's coming from the wrong places. It needs to be coming from people that have more influence. There's large businesses that could have a lot of influence and pump ridiculous amounts of CO2 into the atmosphere and contribute towards climate change. You know, all the countries that have large militaries, they end up contributing a ridiculous amount to carbon emissions. I know the US in particular is terrible for it because of their constant weapons production. It is so, so bad for the environment because there's no... what is it good for in any way? I could be more against the military if I tried, but in particular for all their production that they have to do, that contributes a massive amount to climate change. And it's unfair as well because there's people that dedicate their lives to protecting the environment, having small businesses that do things like, you know, people that do packaging regulations, things like that. And like in this case with this carbon bullet or people that make carbon filters, they'll spend all their time on it. And, you know, we get told as a population, you're not doing enough, you're not trying hard enough, you know, like go vegan, do this, do that. But in reality, it's our governments and it's our large businesses, the heads of them, that aren't doing anything. And they're reaping all the rewards from climate change.
I'd be curious to know then, because one of the arguments I've read against sort of these carbon capture technologies is that it kind of normalises just carrying on using fossil fuels and it kind of detaches from the personal efforts. So do you think, in some ways, maybe being too public about these ideas is going to kind of make your average man on the street think, oh, I can keep driving around in my big car.
I was going to say, it's almost like, oh, these big businesses are taking care of it because there's this technology, so maybe we'll be fine. So I can continue to drive my car because the CO2 is going to be captured anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I think it's not, you know, fully understanding what's going on because it's climate science is, you know, it's quite complicated.
And I think there's also the issues of kind of like saving the ocean so don't pollute with plastic, but then the environmental kind of climate change issues to do with plastic, like plastic production and stuff like that. And I think that's another issue, is this kind of saving the planet, saving the environment, but also climate change. It's kind of hard to work out what the difference between the two is, because we're constantly seeing, like, David Attenborough has just released a new documentary about basically like pollution within the world, and that's more about saving animals and the environment rather than the issue to do with climate. And I think it is hard to work out the difference, and unless people do like PhDs in this, I'm sure, like climate change, like it is such a complicated issue. And it is, I suppose, like selling this technology to the masses and being like, oh look, carbon capture, when in reality, like, the average Joe on the street's not going to know the in-depth like chemistry behind carbon capture, are they? So it is, maybe it is like almost normalizing it and being like, yeah, we can still drive because isn't it just being captured anyway, like isn't it fine?
There's something that does worry me, because one of the other things, because this is a private company at the moment, like they do want to get government back in, but they do, one of the things they say is that the company believes that it could become as common as water treatment plants, I suppose, and again becoming sort of a thing you don't notice it on the street. And I think this is something we need to change the attitude of people, so it's always in the front of people's minds that, you know what, you can't just drive around in your massive BMW at 100 miles an hour on the motorway, because that's not gonna, it's not sustainable, basically.
No, definitely. But yeah, that's all we've got time for to talk about that issue. I think we're definitely going to be having more stories about climate change in the future, because unfortunately that's kind of the only thing we can predict that's going to be going up. But thank you very much for listening. I've been Rebecca, you've also been listening to Hermione, Ben and Jacob.
This is URN.